4 o'clock affair right around the corner here on Sunday in downtown Everett between the Silvertips and the Spokane Chiefs. Mike Benton now with you for our coach's conversation, and joining us now is Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, after a satisfying win last evening in Tri-City, heading into today, you looking for more from these guys or more of the same?
Well, been a strange little set of games here. Strange, I mean, because of how often we're playing, and strange because of how often our lineup is changing. I mean, there's been bodies in and bodies out, and, you know, we went to try last night with every single body that was healthy, 20 guys to play, and it's a good thing Ethan Brown was kind of on a call-up where he was here just to kind of get used to things around here, not necessarily play, maybe play, and we had no choice but to play him, so that tells you how depleted our lineup is. So we get some guys back today. Dominic Swager comes back. Devin Skoleski comes back. Lucas Cremita comes back. But I've often found that, you know, asking guys to come back to be really sharp when they haven't practiced, they haven't been playing, is really unrealistic. So I don't know how much they'll be able to contribute tonight, because they just haven't practiced or played, so there'll be all kinds of rust in their thought process, in their hands, and so forth. So, it's one of those things. These games, it's kind of like, well, let's go see how we do. Last night I wasn't sure with a depleted lineup we'd even be in the game, and all of a sudden you got 2 minutes to go in the second period, you're up 1-0, and now the juices are flowing in terms of let's see if we can get this done, let's see if we can win this game. So again, we'll play it by ear and see how it goes tonight, and hopefully get ourselves a win.
Any difference, though, as far as how goaltending can make a big impact, being that Carter Hart didn't play last night?
Well, it's Carter's our number one, and Mario's our backup. I mean, I've been on other teams where there's two starting goalies. You split them. Each guy's kind of equal. But we know Carter's probably going to play more than Mario. That's kind of been the pattern. But you got to take your hat off to Mario. His record's very, very good. His win-loss record's very impressive, and I thought he was pretty solid last night. We scrambled, but we always scramble in a few moments of the game, but he held us in there and kept the game close, and we found a way to win. So we're going back to Carter tonight because that's part of the reason we played Mario last night, was so Carter would get a breather and be fresh today. But I'll tip my hat to Mario. He's doing a good job for us.
One of the things that we talk about in regards to an effective power play is not just getting shots on net, but finding where and when. Last evening, Kevin Davis, a pretty timely goal in that third period. But as far as shot selection, how much does brains have to do with muscle as far as moving puck and deciding when to shoot it for a power play to be pretty good?
Well, Kevin's game has changed in a couple ways this year as he blossoms from a young 16-year-old player into now a 19-year-old veteran. Certainly he's come out of his personality, meaning he was a pretty quiet kid and still is a relatively quiet player, but he's more of a leader now, more willing to speak up, stand up, and provide, you know, captainish type leadership. So he's a little louder, still not real loud, but a little louder kid, and that's a positive. But the other thing was, he was such a pass first guy. He always looked for a pass, always saw the pass, and man, he seemed to only shoot when he just didn't have other options. And this year the nice growth in his game is, I think he's shooting when he should shoot and passing when he should pass, and that increased amount of shots has led to increased productivity. I mean, hockey is a shoot and crash the net game, and there's spectacular and beautiful passes made at times, but most goals are scored by shooting and getting traffic to the net and getting rebounds, and he's been more of a shooter this year than he was in the past, and that's helping him.
Kevin, thank you. That's Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine as the Silvertips getting set for the Spokane Chiefs to end 3 games in 3 days. We'll come back in a bit, and you're listening to Sound Transit Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.